I am beautiful, I am smart, I am funny, I am kind, I am unique. I am worthy of love and affection, I am never too much, and I am always enough. I am precious, I am a diamond, a rose, a pearl, the most stunning of all God's creations. I am worth more than you can ever imagine. I am worth more than the numbers on a scale, or the hair products that I use, or the shoes that I wear. More than how many girls wish they were, or how many guys wish they had. More than the price tags on my clothes, or the percentages on the top of my math test, or even the number of followers I have on Twitter. I am worth all the earthly things because in God's eyes, I am loved. I am worth dying for, regardless of who I think I am, whether I'm a model, whether I'm someone's model girl, whether I'm on a hot list or on a not list, whether I'm a head cheerleader or a high school drop-in, whether I'm a single mother or a mother of 10, whether you're Miss Popular or you never had anyone you can call a friend, whether you love yourself or love your life, or you can't stand to look at yourself in the mirror, and you feel as if everything in your life is falling apart, whether you are such a winner or you feel like the world's greatest failure. Regardless of who you think you are, the reality is that you deserve someone who would give up their life for you, because you are powerful, you are strong, and you are capable. I am powerful, I am strong, and I am capable. And all the voices in your mind who try to tell you differently are those of the enemy. And the next time you hear those voices, tell them, not me, not interested. I am loved. I am the daughter of a living God. I am cherished. I'm loved. And I'm adored. Hey fam, it's Miss J. Welcome to the last episode of the year 2020 with I Won't Pretend Stay Woke with me, your host, Miss J. I chose this particular introduction today only because it's kind of like a testament to 2020 for me, and hopefully it'll be for you too. And also because Wicked, which actually one of my favorite Broadway shows, I remember sitting there watching Alphaba, which was the Wicked Witch of the West, singing Defying Gravity, and I remember how empowered I felt when she was rising up to the air and defying gravity. She was defying everybody. She was defying everything people believed about her, and she proved them wrong. She was not the actual Wicked Witch of the West. She was actually the Good Witch. So, again, everybody, welcome, fam, to the last episode of 2020, January 31st. And it's been an interesting year. It's been an interesting week, an interesting month. I wanted to do this podcast today. It's kind of like a last-minute podcast. It has really nothing to do with any set topic or any set gripe or, you know, or challenging thought or anything like that. It's just, I wanted to share with you so many things, and but I have to keep it, of course, you know, summarized, because we don't have 5 or 6 hours of a podcast to do. You know, I'm sitting here, and I am sitting here on New Year's Eve by myself. Yeah, I'm sitting here by myself, and I'm thinking and just rehashing this entire year. And another reason why I kept the song Defying Gravity in the background, because it's kind of my entire year that's been defying gravity. So I can relate. So hopefully you can relate too. And maybe you've been defying gravity this year too. But yeah, this has been an interesting year for me. You know, I had a granddaughter. I had a wedding, my daughter's wedding, my daughter's graduation, Zoe from high school. I've had a new job, which I'm very proud of doing. I've made amazing friends. I've made amazing acquaintances. I've had some downfalls, upfalls, sideways falls, you name it. I think I've had a little bit of everything this year. I've fallen, I've gotten up, I've dusted myself off, and I've kept going. And I hope, you know, you guys can reflect back and think the same. Some parts of this year was very hurtful, some parts were enlightening, and some parts were just want to pretty much forget it all, really. I just want to put it in the past because I really don't want to think about it. But hey, you know, sometimes New Year's Eve has a way of making you rehash a lot of bullshit. You know that, right? Yeah, it makes you think, and it makes you come up with like different shit to do. And we do it anyway, and every year we promise ourselves not to do shit like this, but we do it anyway. We make promises, and we make you know, resolutions that we obviously not gonna keep. I have definitely made it a point not to make any resolutions for myself this year. I'm kind of just gonna wing it and let the chips fall where they might fall. I wanted to share something with you guys, and maybe this might be a little too much, but a TMI, but sometimes it's just good to show the human side of a person. You know, on Christmas Eve, I mean, I guess for all the people that know me, I have, you know, I have an ex-husband who has been dealing with an illness for a very long time, and he's a diabetic. He has, you know, kidney issues, and a lot has happened to him this year, and I have, you know, I've been there for him, and I'll continue to be there for him because, you know, he's the father of my children, and I care for him. And you have to have the humanity in ourselves. We have to hold on to it, because one day it's going to be our turn to be in that same position. And you know, on Christmas Eve, I had the pleasure of having, you know, our daughter bring Vera, our grandchild, bring her to see him. He's never really been around her. He's only really FaceTimed her, because with the whole COVID and the pandemic and him being sick, it's very difficult to bring him or to bring her to see him. And you know, we made a plan, and we surprised him. And on that same morning, it was the weirdest chain of events. You know, the weirdest chains of events were that he was very sick that morning. He was in a lot of pain, and I made it a point to just continue to encourage him to, you know, come to the house and get yourself together, and let's try to think past the pain and sit him down. And when he returned to his home, you can see the hurt, you can see what he was going through. But at that same moment, you know, my daughter, her husband, and the baby were just coming up. And I had to put on a brave face. I had to tell him, you know, get up. Let's, the kids want to take a picture, you know, a picture of you for this Christmas Eve, you know. And he was so gracious. And in all that pain, he got up. He got up and he sat in the living room. in his chair, and when he looked up, he saw the most amazing thing, and that was his grandchild Vera looking right at him with those big giant eyes, and she has the most beautiful expressive eyes, and you can see that she recognized him. She recognized him through FaceTime. She recognized him in his mask. She recognized his eyes. And it's so hard to see a man break down, just break down. And he broke down and he cried. And he cried for a long time. And we all cried with him. Because, you know, we take so much for granted. We take our children for granted. We take our spouses for granted. We take the people that we're with for granted. We think that they're always going to be there. And they're not. That is the simple fact of life. They are not. And it's so sad that we always say that tomorrow is not promised, but we don't abide by that. We don't follow those rules. We just say that because it's, you know, that's what people say. People say this shit all the time. Oh, tomorrow is not promised. But it's not. You know, I can walk into the street tomorrow and get hit by a car. I can have a heart attack. You know, so can you. You know, just this morning, you know, by the way, just to end that story that I was trying to tell, you know, it was a beautiful reunion with him and his grandchild, and we took pictures, and it was beautiful for that moment. But you know, that same moment, that same minute, we had to call the ambulance and we had to take him to the hospital because the pain was so bad that he couldn't take it. So he had to be rushed to the hospital, and we didn't know where this was going to end. We didn't know where this was going to go. And that evening, you know, on that evening, he tells us that he's going. And I'm sorry, guys, if I'm getting emotional, but this is who I am. He tells us that he is going to get amputated because the infection has gone to his bones. And I couldn't cry at that point. I couldn't cry because you have to be strong. And I'm crying now on a podcast because we have to show our real side. And we have to show that things in life matter. So my apologies for my fans. My apologies for my... for everyone. But it's a hard thing to do when you see someone suffer so much and to be told that a part of their body is being taken away, but it's going to allow them to live. So we have to look at the positive side of everything. And it's hard. It's hard. Today is New Year's Eve, and today, they amputated his foot, and that's something that we have to help him deal with, and we have to help him pull through. And unless you go through something with this with your family, it's very hard to understand. And again, I hope you guys forgive me for being such a wuss right now, but this is who I am. This is the real me. I'm always there as a motivator, always there to encourage people and to mentor. And sometimes I wonder, I sit back and I wonder, you know, who's there to encourage me? Who's there to empower me? Who's there to mentor me? Who's there to hold my hand when I'm crying? You know, and I'm sitting here on New Year's Eve by myself. And you know something? I realized that I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be just fine. I'm gonna be okay. And he's gonna be okay. I know he will. Going forward from this podcast, I have to tell you, I have made some fucking amazing friends this year that I never thought in my life that I would make. And people who I've never met in person, people whom I have casually met, people who I've seen on FaceTime, who I've seen on video only. And this pandemic, I'm sorry, makes you very humble. It makes you reflect on what's important. It makes you reflect on life, because there's so many people out there that are lonely. They're alone. They don't have anyone to talk to. But I have friends. I have people who listen to me, and I listen to them. You know, in a way, I can say, I'm alone. I am alone. Yeah, I'm alone. I'm sitting here. You know, I look at people. I listen to people talk about New Year's Eve and talk about how they're gonna spend their New Year's Eve and how they're gonna spend it close to someone and how they're gonna spend it in the arms of someone else and all that stuff that goes with it. And I'm sitting here talking to you right now in hopes that you embrace the new year with a different perspective and with a different way of mindset of thinking and just tell you to appreciate the people that are around you and don't take them for granted. You know, that goes back to that song that I'm playing right now, Defying Gravity, that I keep playing over and over in the loop right now. And that's because that's pretty much what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing every day. Defying gravity. That's what I'm doing. You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing this every minute of the day. I'm defying gravity. And at the same time, I'm listening to the traffic outside. Can you hear that? I don't know if you guys can hear that. It's somebody's engine popping or something. Sounds really weird because it sounds like firecrackers or something. Anyway, I digress. It just sounds really weird outside, all that popping. I hope that's a car. Well, whatever the case, I don't know. I'll just let it keep popping while I'm talking to you guys on the phone. It sounds like firecrackers. Moving forward, I just want to say thank you to all the people that have been in my life. Thank you to everyone that has allowed me to vent, allowed me to talk, everyone who has listened. I want to thank everyone who has taken the time to put up with my nonsense, really. Put up with my ridiculous nonsense. Put up with my temper tantrums and my everything about me. Can be so complicated, but yet it really isn't. In the beginning of this podcast, you know, there was a poetry that I put in there. It was called, you know, You Are Awesome, I Am Awesome. I said and I read that poetry, and quite frankly, I'm learning to believe those things myself. So even though I'm saying them and I'm reading them, I'm still learning to digest that part of me. Because yes, I do want to be loved. I want to be adored. I want to be cherished. I want to be the light of someone's eyes. I want to be the gem in someone's eyes. I mean, how can you not want to be that? And yet we are telling each other and telling ourselves as women that we don't let anyone define us, that we don't let anyone control us or be the center of our lives. But yet we want someone to love us. We want someone to embrace us. We want that when you walk into the room, their eyes light up. You want that embrace that breaks your bones. You want that kiss that takes your breath away. That's what a lot of us aspire to, even in this late stage of life. That's what we want. That's what we want. Even men want that too. You can't tell me of certain men that don't want that too. You're liars if you don't. You know, I think that's my wish for 2021, to feel whole. Not for someone to define me, but to feel part of a unit, part of a whole, part of something not of a moment, not of a minute, but part of something. You know, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this as a friend, as a sister, as a mother, as an auntie, as everything you want to make me be, I don't care. Make whoever you, as an enemy, I don't care. You know, it's time for us to clean our inner house. Clean our inner house. It's time to make a 2020 purge into 2021. And you want to call it resolution? So be it. Call it a resolution. That's okay. You know, we have a tendency to make a list of all the shit that we're going to do for 2021, for the new year. And you noticed, have you noticed that, you know, this is our time. This is our year. This is the new year for us. You know, you got to stay woke. You got to work on yourself. I got to work on myself. Stop procrastinating. Stop that bullshit of procrastinating. Stop wasting time, you know, and being that person who says every single year, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for next week. I'm going to wait for next month. I'm going to wait for the new year. I'm going to wait for the summer. You're always waiting for something. You're procrastinating. Why? Why are you procrastinating? You're procrastinating to exercise. You're procrastinating to diet. You're procrastinating to go to the doctor. How many times do I hear people saying, well, next week, next week, next week? You don't know if next week is going to come to you. And if it doesn't, you won't know because you're not going to be there. What are you waiting for? I'm going to wait until next month to declare my love for someone. I'm going to wait till next month to go on a diet. I'm going to wait till next month to take care of an operation that I need to have. I'm going to wait till next month to start a financial plan for myself, for my future. I'm going to wait till next month to start looking for another job. What is next month promising you? Absolutely nothing. What is that person that you're with promising you? Absolutely nothing. And you chuck it and you're okay with it. You're okay with this. Why? Why are you okay with this? Why am I okay with this? Why are any of us okay with this? It's ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. Yeah, I sound a little salty right now, but this is what happens when you get all emotional in a podcast. You know, hey, this is what happens. You know, how many people have gone through losses this year? How many people have gone through illnesses, have gone through fights, have gone through birthing, have gone through new jobs, no jobs, unemployment, lack of money, lack of food, lack of mental stability? That's the main thing, lack of mental stability. How many of you have gone through that? You can't even go to a doctor to get medication because the doctors are not working right now. So therefore, you got to just deal with it. You got to deal with yourself inside your head. And that's hard enough. Then you got to deal with everybody else's bullshit. And you got to stay strong. It's a lot. It's a lot. What is it that we are waiting for? You know, those people that you're surrounding yourself with, those type of people that you're surrounding yourself, get rid of them. Get rid of those folks who hold you down, those people who are not striving the same way you are, these people who continuously plug negativity into your life. Don't let them bring you down. Don't. Do something about it. Get away from them. You're not obligated to be around them. You're not obligated to be their friends. Heck, they're not obligated to be your friends. I can guarantee you that somewhere down the line, if you need them, I'm pretty sure they're not going to be around, because it's Debbie Downers all over the place. All they want to do is complain. You know, we are so good to give advice to other people, but we don't follow it. We're so good to ask people to reflect on themselves, but we don't do it. We're so good to motivate others, but we don't motivate ourselves. We are so good to say, love yourself, but we don't love ourselves. Maybe some of us do. I mean, I'm learning how to do this. I am. I can't say I fully love myself, but yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning to do this. You know, we have to stop looking into other people's yards to make ourselves feel better. It doesn't work. It's not conducive at all. You know, for all of you folks out there who are continuously badgering others and judging and not looking at yourself, not looking at yourself for all of your shortcomings, check yourself at midnight. You know, check yourself at midnight. And when that clock strikes 12, try to figure yourself out and know where you're going for 2021. You know, are you that person who is stuck in a rut? You're stuck in a total rut. You wake up in the morning, you follow a routine, you do things like a robot. Get out of that rut. Get yourself out of that rut. Get yourself out of that toxic thinking. It's not conducive. It really isn't. I implore everyone, and I'm saying this because I know that there's so many out there who are crying for help, who are crying to be heard, who are crying to be understood, and it doesn't happen. Who are totally misunderstood. And when I share these things with you, it's because I am one of those people who has been highly misunderstood. I am one of those people who, if you don't get to know me, I get castigated for being something that I'm not, and judged, and so many other things. You know, I've always had the misfortune, mind you, the misfortune of having the mothers of my significant others not like me. Isn't that funny? Not like me. And for a long time, I've sat down and thought, why, what did I do to them to not be liked, to be so disliked? And I remember one time my mother-in-law saying to me, a long time ago, very long time ago, but I do remember these words. She said to me, "You are never going to be like me. You aspire to be like me, but you're never going to be me. I am way better than you because you're garbage, you're trash. Your poor Spanish trash." And those words resonate in my head till today. They stick in my head. They stick in my head. They don't go away. I would love to forget it, but it plays over like a loop because someone took the time to spit out those words and call me trash. The mother of her grandchildren called me trash. Poor Spanish trash. Yet, I took care of my children. I took care of my husband. I took care of my family. Yet, I was trash. I hope nobody ever gets to deal with something like that. Because sometimes you almost end up believing that if you don't have a strong head on your shoulders, you end up believing these things. And however, although how bad those words were, they have made me stronger. They have made me stronger. Again, defying gravity. That's what I'm doing. I didn't come from a great family. I didn't come from a rich family. I didn't come from a well-to-do family. I came from a struggling family, a single mother. I came from an alcoholic father. I came from a doting grandmother. I came from the streets. I lived in group homes. I lived in shelters. I've lived in the streets. I've been hungry. I've been homeless. I've been broke. I've had money. I've had good jobs. I've had bad jobs. I've had a little bit of everything. No regrets. But that's just to tell you that despite all of that, I've persevered. And I'm still hanging in there. If you don't take anything from this podcast today, the last day of 2020, all I can tell you is to take little bits and pieces and hold on to it and know that 2021 is going to be a great year. It's going to be a year where you're going to discover yourself. You're going to discover your strength. You're going to discover who you really are. You're going to discover who the people around you, who they are. You're going to learn to purge people who shouldn't be around you. You're going to learn to save a dollar. You're going to learn to spend a dollar. You're going to learn to embrace life. We don't know what this COVID is going to bring. We don't really know. We don't know how bad it's going to get. We don't know how many more people are going to die between tomorrow and next week, between tonight and tomorrow. We don't know. Someone is going to wake up tomorrow morning in tears because they've lost someone special in their life in the beginning of 2021. And I hope it's not you, and I hope it's not someone that I know. But if it is you, hang tight, hang strong, stay strong. Have a purpose. If you are that individual who's in a life, a destructive life cycle, seek a higher power, whatever that may be. Seek a higher power. Seek guidance. Seek close friendships. Seek advice from an elder. Seek advice from someone you love. Don't join the masses of complaints. Seek a group, whether it's online, whether it's through chat, whether it's through Zoom. Seek a chat group or seek a set of people who can encourage you to move forward and pray. As you all guys know, I don't pray. I really don't. I'm saying to pray, but I don't. Well, whatever your idea of praying may be, it may not be the same as mine. I'm a Buddhist. Oh, well, sorry, I don't pray that way. But I do believe in a higher power. I do believe in our maker. I do believe that someone is watching over us. I do believe that we do not control everything in this world. It's being controlled by a higher power. And every time you walk out into the street and you're spared another day, it's because a higher power is sparing that day for you. They're gifting you with this. They're gifting you with something else to look forward to. Don't destroy that. Don't destroy that by not loving your children. Don't destroy that by not loving your, I'm not going to say your parents, because I'm not close to my mother, nor am I, and my father passed away. But I can say for yourself, if that's who you want to be close to, so be it. Be close to your parents. Be close to the people who you love. You know, at this point, it's almost like I'm rambling, but what is a podcast if you don't ramble? You know, what is a podcast if you don't sit down and ramble about shit? And you know something? Quite frankly, my podcast, I won't pretend, is exactly what it is. I won't pretend. And when I say stay woke, I do mean stay woke. Stay woke. Don't sleep on it. Stay woke. Don't sleep on those gifts that are being given to you every day. Stay woke. How many of you today, how many of you guys right now are sitting down wondering, who is going to love me tomorrow? Who is going to love me this year? Who is going to embrace me? Well, fuck. Guess what? Embrace yourself. Because that's what you got. Embrace yourself. Love yourself. I have to practice what I preach. Love yourself. That's it. It's that simple. We're wishing upon a star, right? You know, we're wishing upon the gods that they, you know, that we get hit, we get smitten. We get smitten, but, you know, it's a matter of waiting. As if it doesn't happen, you got to move on. You got to move on. This year, this coming year, you have to purge. If you dedicated 80% of your time on nonsense, dedicate the remaining 20 on something tangible. If you are that person who says, I'm gonna be by myself for the rest of my life, that's it, I'm gonna be by myself. Why are you gonna be by yourself? Is it because you're too selfish? You're too selfish to give another part of you to someone else, to share that part of you? What if you're that person who lies your way through life, lies your way through relationships, lies your way through friendship, but mostly relationships? You know, I think it's great if you have that whole smash and dash thing. I think it's awesome, you know, more power to you. But if that's it, if that's what, this is what your life is all about, smash and dash, get up in the morning, brush your teeth, and you're on your way, and the person is on their way. If that's what it's all about, and you wake up lonely the next day, you want the best of both worlds. The best of both worlds. How can you have the best of both worlds when the person who's dedicated time to you is only having one part of that world, and that is you? But yet you have the best of both. Reflect, and be mindful of how you spread your love to other people. Be mindful of how you spread your worth to other people. You gotta cut the bullshit out. You gotta cut it out. Just cut it out. This pandemic has taught me something very important, is that a lot of people show their true colors now during this pandemic. You know why? Because they're no longer out there strutting their stuff. You know? They're no longer out there throwing a dollar on the bar and having a drink. They're no longer out there, you know, showing their shoes and showing their hair and showing, you know, the beautiful side of them. They're not doing that anymore. They're not sitting out there drinking lattes. They're not doing that anymore. They're home. They're home. Looking busted half the time, but they're home. And they're wearing sweats. Yeah, they're wearing sweats and a head wrap or a head cap. That's what they're doing. And unfortunately, that shows people's true colors. There's nothing to hide. You have nothing. The only thing that you're hiding is like your nose and your mouth behind the mask. That's what you're doing. That's it. No one can see you smile. No one can see you frown. But this is the time to be real. This is the time to be real. This is the time to show who you really are. You know, all these Facebook postings that you put up looking cute and looking adorable, it's a Facebook. Yeah, no one's going to go on Facebook crying. Not anymore. No one's going to go on Facebook acting up. They're going to go on Facebook showing their best face. Why? Because that is the world we live in. That is who we are. We want to please the masses. That's what we're doing. We want to please the masses. Think about who's looking out for you right now. Who's looking out for you? Now, for the ones out there who are part of a unit, kudos for you. You're part of a unit. That person is slobbering you up right now. Great. But for the other part that doesn't have that, yeah, think about it. What are you doing now? What are you doing right now? Aside from listening to this, listening to my ramblings, what are you doing right now? You're sitting at home, creating a narrative of how happy things are when they're not? Well, they're not. Just be honest with yourself. Get a piece of paper, put on a piece of paper, and write down the date. Write down January. Oh, shoot. No, not January. December 31st, 2020, and you write down all the things that you need to stop doing for 2021. Take that piece of paper, fold it up, and put it in a Bible, put it in a journal, put it under your pillow. It doesn't, I don't care where you put it. Put it somewhere where a month from now, 2 months from now, you're going to go and you're going to look at it and you're going to say to yourself, shit, God damn it, that is who I was then. This is not who I am now. That was me then. You're no longer that. You're no longer that. Let's not be that for 2021. Don't be that person. Remove yourself from the toxic people. Remove yourself from the toxic units. Remove yourself from the toxic environments and put yourself somewhere where you feel happy inside, where you feel good about yourself inside. You know, I hear so many people saying, oh, I have exercise equipment. Oh, I have so many things to exercise. I'm going to get around to it. You're never going to get around to it. Be truthful with yourself. You have no intentions of getting around to this. No intentions whatsoever. You want to know why? Because you're just not. Why are you waiting until now? Why are you waiting until the first week of January to do this? You could have been doing this the last 4 weeks. You could have been doing this before Thanksgiving. But there's always an excuse. You know, when I first started taking care of my health and I started not eating meat, when I started not eating white bread, when I started not eating white rice, when I started not eating sweets or soda, I went on a total health kick, I can say. I actually cut down on, I used to drink 4 and 5 cups of coffee a day. I went down to 1 cup of coffee. I used to drink 3 and 4 Red Bulls a day. I mean, back to back. Don't drink Red Bull anymore. I drink 1 cup of coffee, and that's more milk than it is coffee. And I may not be at optimum weight. I may not be at the optimum health, but I'm getting there. You know why? Because I just did it. I just got up and did it. I didn't have to wait for an invitation from a gym to do that. I didn't have to wait for the right gear to do. I didn't have to wait for the right sneakers. I didn't have to wait for the right pair of shorts. I didn't have to wait for the right hairstyle. I didn't have to wait for any of that. I just did it. And slowly but surely, I started to feel different. I started to feel very different. I have always been a medicated individual. For those who know and for those who don't know, I've always been a medicated individual. I've had more medication in my system than I can even remember. I mean, I am the A to Z of pharmaceuticals when it comes down to mental health. Yeah, I even kicked in Z with Xanax, or is it Z? One of those. I kicked in even that. I went down to that, to the end of the alphabet. I just recently, within the last 2-3 months, I went cold turkey on medication. I just finished what I had and I stopped. Now for my very worried family members, this is the first time you hear this, and I chose not to say anything because I know how you guys worry about me, but guess what? I'm okay. And I'm going to continue to be okay because medication cannot dictate the way I live. It cannot dictate my life. A pill cannot dictate my entire world. And that's what has happened to me. I have had medication dictate my entire world. How I sleep, how I wake up, how I function throughout the day, how I my thought process, all of that. And I stopped. I stopped cold turkey. I was doing this for myself because part of detoxing is getting rid of the drugs inside your system. And you cannot detox with healthy food and healthy nutrients and still be taking drugs. Really, you can't. Why would you lie to yourself and think that that's going to actually work? I hope I don't relapse. I hope that I don't have a mental breakdown anytime soon. I'm doing everything I can not to have one. And things are overwhelming, but I think I have learned to find things to help me with those triggers. And if you out there are dealing with triggers like that, that you're dealing with mental illness and nobody knows, or maybe some people know, just realize that Medication, I think it's great. I can't tell you how great medication is. It's awesome. You know, it just lulls you into another world. But what happens is that medication starts to define you. It starts to take control over your ever being. I mean, if you miss a dose, your entire world is over. I mean, who the hell wants to live like that? I was living like that for too many years. And I also believe that if I didn't take my medication, I would spiral out of control. I would spiral. And did I spiral the first couple of days that I didn't take medication? Yeah, I didn't spiral out of control, but yeah, I went a little, you know, couldn't sleep for a while and sweats and all that shit. But I got up and the next morning I went to work. I worked and I kept myself busy and I exercised and I went for walks every morning and I put my headphones on and I sang and I danced and I did whatever I could to keep myself busy. And that is what you need to do. You can't let things like medication control your ever being. You can't do that. Can't do that to yourself. I'm 53 years old and I've been taking medication for a better part of almost 20 years. Yo, I've said it out loud, almost 20 years. I've been taking like just full pledge medication. I've been medicating myself and it's time to let go. It's time to let go of those little nasty little pills. I did it once and I went back. I'm doing it again and I'm hoping that I don't go back. Therapy's great. Therapy's amazing. But sometimes we need to do self-therapy. Gotta talk to yourself, gotta write to yourself. Fam, this is a conversation that needed to be had. It just needed to be had, really. You know, we need to stop wearing blinders. We need to stop lying. Just stop lying. Stop being something that you're not. Stop creating this scenario that does not exist except in your head. If you've made friends this year and you cherish those friends, be real with your friends. Be real with who you've met and who you want to continue this journey with. Because the people that you've made friends late in life are the ones that really last. I don't know if you know that. People that you met when you were in high school, you know, if you can count in your hand how many people you're still friends with, that's a miracle. I mean, I can tell you, I can count in my fingers maybe 3 or 4, but that's about it. But people that I'm meeting right now late in life are the people who I want to grow old with, because we're going through a journey of self-empowerment and self-realization. That's what we're doing. I've had friends tell me that my podcast has helped them see things differently in life. I've had them write to me and ask me what to do about certain situations in their life. For the ones I haven't spoken to directly, they've sent me emails, they've sent me messages. And I always tell everyone that I speak to, I'm not a life coach. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm not anything. I'm not anything. I'm just your friend. That's all I am. I bleed. I cry. I sleep. I eat just like everybody else. And yeah, we even shit. Hey, just like everybody else. Don't envy those who have more than you do. Because when you turn the tides and you look inside your houses when the doors are closed, guess what? They probably envy what you have. They probably envy everything that you have. And it's not money. It doesn't have to be money. Do I envy certain things that I see sometimes? Yeah, of course, I'm human. I envy being swept off my feet and thrown against the wall. I miss feeling euphoria. I miss that. I miss hiking. I miss long walks without wearing a face mask. I miss sitting in Central Park by myself in the middle of the big lawn, staring at the elements and not worried about someone passing by me who's not wearing a mask. I miss walking through Times Square with the crowds and looking up at the marquees and looking up at the lights and knowing that I'm going to look forward to going to another Broadway show very soon. I miss going to crowded restaurants. I miss going to crowded movie theaters. I miss the smell of popcorn. I miss the smell of Goobers and the icy drink in your mouth of really bad soda. I miss eating bad pizza. I miss eating McDonald's whenever I felt like it. I miss walking on Astor Place and watching the people who we called freaks, and quite frankly, they called us freaks. I miss the Village. I miss Uptown. I miss Downtown. I miss Soho. I miss Staten Island. I miss New Jersey. I miss the Bronx. I miss all of these things. I get emotional because we don't have that anymore, people. We don't have that. We don't have that right now. We're grasping on straws. We're grasping on memories. Hoping that 2021 and 2022 is going to allow us to breathe again outside. Outside. Breathe air again. Stand 6 feet apart from someone without wondering if they have a virus. We're going to get to have our children playing, my grandchild playing in a yard, in a schoolyard, or play in a park with other kids without them having to run the other way because they don't know who has COVID and who hasn't. I miss going to weddings in a chapel. I miss those things. I miss going to barbecues. I miss going to the beach. I miss smelling the ocean air. I miss Disney World. I miss life. Life as we knew it. But we have to adjust. And we don't know when it's going to get better. We don't know. You'd be fools to sit there and say, well, next month, the following month, a year. We don't know. This is our normal right now. This is what we have. This is all we got. Where we are celebrating New Year's and between the four walls because there's nowhere to go. And wherever you go, you might come home with a virus and you might not make it to next month. We don't know. It pains me. It pains me to listen to all of these people out there, especially these people that are walking around saying we're not wearing masks and we're not following what we're being told to do. We're not taking proper. Why are we doing this? Why are you doing this? Why are you putting other people in danger? Why are you affecting other people this way with your own bad self, with your bad thinking? Why are you doing this? If you want to die, go die on your own. I don't want to die. I don't want to die right now. I have a lot to live for, I believe. So if you're out there and you feel that you don't have to wear a mask and don't have to take proper precautions, stay home. Stay on your own. But don't bring it to me. I've spoken for way too long at this point, really. I didn't think I would be talking for this long. Yet I still sit here with a glass of wine, speaking to you, my friends, on a podcast. I have laughed. I have cried. I have giggled. I've been sarcastic and I've been crude. And I've been kind. But one thing that I am is that I'm honest. I'm honest with self. Not everyone will agree with my honest self. And my honest self doesn't mean that I have to be disrespectful, and it doesn't mean that I have to be a bitch about it. It just means that I'm honest with self. I want to die honest. I want to die and say, job well done. Because I have done things selflessly. I think about others before I think about myself. I think about my children before I think about myself. And not everyone can say the same for me. Not everyone can say the same for me, about me. But that's okay. I ain't gonna shame you. It's all right. Because I'm gonna be all right. And you're going to be all right. If you're with family right now and you're enjoying the last couple of hours that we have for 2020, embrace that person. Hug them, embrace them, and don't let them go. Don't. Because we do not know what's going to happen in 2021. And if you're sitting by yourself right now and you don't have anybody to embrace and you don't have anyone to talk to and you're sitting there watching a show, watching TV, it's okay. It's okay because your heart is full. Your heart is full. My heart is full. And I will continue to give. So my fam, as usual, I would say thank you for an amazing year. I've discovered so much about myself. And you have all been my rock. Just remember, tell your truth and shame the devil. Stay woke and don't pretend. Love, peace, and hail grease. And I will talk to you guys in 2021. I love you, Miss J.
It's like kind of automatic climbing. You don't need talk and stuff. But already happening. And you just gotta let them and the stuff just waiting for when you're ready.
See friends shaking hands, singing, how do you do?